News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
That if you are just waking up this morning, Israel has carried out dozens of airstrikes on Iran and declared an emergency as a country as it braces for retaliation. Alistair Bunkle, Sky News' Middle East correspondent, joins us now. Good morning, Alistair. Tell us what's happened overnight.
Well, Israel has launched waves of strikes against Iran, targeting its nuclear facilities and military facilities, including its ballistic missile sites, and quite significantly, also key Iranian military commanders as well, killing the senior commander in the Iranian military, killing the political advisor to the supreme leader. So this has been a multiple wave attack launched in the early hours of this morning. Around 3 a.m. the first strikes happened, and I think it is just the start.
Okay, and this comes following a warning this week that Iran was breaking its obligations in terms of nuclear armament for the first time in 20 years. Those two things are linked?
For sure. I think it is that. It is also the fact that Israel sees a window closing. When they carried out airstrikes against Iran in October of last year, they took out a lot of Iran's air defenses, but Iran has started to rebuild those. So Israel wants to act now whilst it has some freedom of movement. Benjamin Netanyahu has always wanted to take this action against Iran. He has always felt that the nuclear negotiations between the United States and Iran were doomed to failure from the start. But now we have seen in the last week or two real pessimism coming from President Trump that those talks would actually yield an agreement. And so Israel, I think with the backing of the Americans, has decided the moment is now.
Okay, so Iran weaker than they have been, US-Iran talks failing. This is a significant escalation, as you said. This isn't a kind of a one-and-done thing. This could go on for days. And indeed, we don't know what the retaliation by the Iranians will be.
No, we don't. Although there are 100 drones that have been launched from Iran that are heading towards Israel right now, and the Israelis are working to shoot them down. Look, that's the first response. I would have expected ballistic missiles to be the first form of response from the Iranians. We'll wait and see what damage Israel's done to Iranian capabilities to react. It could be that they've severely damaged Iran's ability to be able to launch any strikes against Israel, but those drones are heading this way as we speak, and we'll see what happens in the coming hours.
Iran has said that those who were killed, those military leaders and those nuclear scientists, they have been martyred and they will now be replaced and their work taken up by others. How easy would it be for Iran to pivot like that to new military leaders and new nuclear scientists?
Military leaders, slightly more easily, because, you know, as in any military, there is a chain of command and people can sort of rise up the ranks and take greater ranks. And I think that's already starting to happen, is that they are starting to appoint new people. Nuclear scientists is far harder. That is, a very, very specialist knowledge that you have. And it's a pretty rare knowledge. And they are very, very valuable, particularly in a country like Iran that is trying to develop a nuclear program.
Alistair, how well equipped is Israel to defend itself against an attack, a drone attack, as you said, hundreds of drones on their way as we speak, but also ballistic missile attack? How well equipped is the Iron Dome and Israel's defense capabilities?
It's very well equipped. It's very mature. It's not actually the Iron Dome. It would be two other systems called the Arrow system and David Sling, both of which have been used before. Back in October, 300 ballistic missiles were fired at Israel. Some of them got through, but really, generally speaking, little damage was done. The one thing that isn't, to my knowledge, currently in place yet is the sort of coalition that we saw in April 2024. So that was Israel supported by the Americans, the British and the French.
Yeah.
To shoot down drones. Now, I don't think that is in place yet. I think the Americans had forewarning of this, and I imagine their forces are on standby and on alert to assist, and they've got really considerable military capabilities.
They have warned Iran not to retaliate against any of their interests already, haven't they?
They have, but Iran has said that it holds America to blame for this. I think if Iran tries to attack US military interests in the region, then it risks dragging the Americans in. I think the Americans will play, at the moment, will play a defensive role, supporting Israel, protecting Israel. I think they will be reluctant to get involved in an offensive way. But if their interests are attacked, then it'll be very hard for President Trump to keep out of it.
And a last question and a brief question, but probably a difficult one. How likely are we now to see all-out war between Israel and Iran?
Well, again, I think that depends on how effective these first waves of strikes have been and what capability Iran has to respond. And I would expect Israel would carry on attacking Iranian targets throughout the day and gradually eliminating their abilities bit by bit. I mean, if they have taken out their air defense systems, then they've got a degree of freedom of operation in the skies above Iran. So I would expect an Iranian response would have to come sooner rather than later, because the longer they leave it, the less they might have to play with. But let's not shy away from the fact that this morning is a very, very dangerous moment.
Sky News' Middle East correspondent Alistair Bunkle, thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.